The Tudor story reads like the most captivating historical drama ever written, a Welsh servant marrying a widowed queen, setting in motion events that would transform a fractured medieval kingdom into the foundations of a global power. For 118 years, this remarkable family ruled England, leaving an indelible mark that still shapes our world today. Their saga combines the personal and political in ways that continue to fascinate us centuries later. What makes the Tudors so compelling isn't just their dramatic lives, the six wives, religious upheavals, and power struggles, but how their very human ambitions and flaws change the course of history. From humble Welsh origins to the glittering throne of England, their journey represents one of history's most extraordinary rises to power. Who could have predicted that a secret marriage between a Welsh courtier and a widowed queen would birth a dynasty? Owen Tudor's romance with Catherine of Valois, widow of Henry V, was scandalous yet consequential. Their grandson, Henry Tudor, carried royal blood through his mother, Margaret Beaufort, a remarkable woman who gave birth at just 13 and dedicated her life to advancing her son's interests through political maneuvering and strategic marriages. The Wars of the Roses provided the perfect opportunity for Tudor ambition. As the houses of Lancaster and York tore England apart with their competing claims, Henry Tudor emerged as an unlikely contender. Though living in exile and facing seemingly insurmountable odds, he maintained his claim and gathered supporters. The pivotal moment came at Bosworth Field in 1485. Despite being outnumbered, Henry's forces defeated King Richard III when Lord Stanley, Margaret Beaufort's husband, betrayed his king in favor of his stepson. Richard died fighting valiantly, and Henry was crowned on the battlefield. His subsequent marriage to Elizabeth of York united the warring houses, symbolized by the Tudor rose, white petals for York, red for Lancaster. When Henry VIII ascended the throne in 1509, few could have predicted how dramatically he would reshape England. Young, charismatic, and determined to make his mark, he initially ruled with traditional Catholic piety. But his obsession with securing a male heir would change everything. After years of marriage to Catherine of Aragon produced only one surviving child, Princess Mary, Henry became convinced the marriage was cursed. When his eye fell on the intelligent and strong-willed Anne Boleyn, who refused to become merely his mistress, Henry took unprecedented steps. Pope Clement VII's refusal to annul the marriage led Henry to break with Rome entirely, establishing himself as supreme head of the Church of England. This decision triggered a religious revolution. Monasteries were dissolved, their vast wealth flowing into royal coffers. Traditional religious practices were gradually reformed, and the seeds of Protestantism took root in English soil. Yet Henry's personal religious views remained largely Catholic, a contradiction that would leave a complicated legacy. Anne Boleyn's triumph proved short-lived. After giving birth to Princess Elizabeth but failing to produce a son, she fell from favor. Accused of adultery and treason, she was executed in 1536. Henry married four more times: Jane Seymour, who died after giving birth to his longed-for son Edward; Anne of Cleves, quickly annulled; Catherine Howard, executed for adultery; and finally Catherine Parr, who outlived him. Edward VI, Henry VIII's young Protestant heir, accelerated religious reforms during his brief reign. Church services switched to English, decorations were removed, and priests could marry. Before dying at 15, he attempted to secure Protestant succession through Lady Jane Grey instead of his Catholic sister Mary. Mary Tudor restored Catholicism upon taking power. Her Spanish marriage to Philip II proved unpopular, and her execution of nearly 300 Protestants earned her the name Bloody Mary. She died childless after 5 years, leaving the crown to Elizabeth. Elizabeth I transformed a divided kingdom into England's golden age during her 45-year reign. She established a moderate Protestant settlement while skillfully managing religious tensions. Her stirring Tilbury speech during the Spanish Armada crisis demonstrated her political mastery. Under Elizabeth, England experienced cultural and economic flowering. Shakespeare and Marlowe transformed theater, while Drake and Raleigh expanded English influence abroad. The East India Company's founding set the stage for empire. Her decision to remain unmarried, ruling as the Virgin Queen, marked the Tudor dynasty's end in 1603. Henry VIII's marriages have captivated audiences for centuries, with each queen shaping history in distinctive ways. Catherine of Aragon proved herself a capable leader, governing England during Henry's absence and orchestrating a victory against Scotland. She steadfastly maintained her position as rightful queen until death. Anne Boleyn brought French influences to court and catalyzed England's religious reformation, leaving a legacy that would be fulfilled through her daughter Elizabeth. Jane Seymour showed diplomatic skill in reconciling Henry with his daughter Mary, while Anne of Cleves shrewdly negotiated her divorce to secure independence as the king's beloved sister. Catherine Howard's execution at 19 highlighted the precarious position of Tudor women. Catherine Parr, a published author and intellectual, shaped the education of Henry's children and advanced religious reform. The Tudor era witnessed England's transformation from a Catholic nation to a Protestant one with a monarch-led state church. Henry VIII's break with Rome, though personally motivated, initiated this change. Edward VI accelerated reforms by simplifying services and allowing priests to marry, while Mary I's Catholic persecution inadvertently strengthened Protestant resolve. Elizabeth I established a compromise, Protestant doctrine with Catholic ceremonies, and her policy of requiring only outward conformity while respecting private beliefs fostered unusual religious tolerance for the time. These changes transformed daily life. Parish churches were whitewashed over medieval paintings, English Bibles became common, improving literacy, and traditional saints' days diminished in importance. Henry VIII's dissolution of monasteries redistributed 25% of England's landed wealth, creating a new landowning class invested in maintaining Protestant reforms. This economic restructuring helped cement the Reformation's permanence in English society. The Tudor period's 118-year rule transformed England from a minor European kingdom into an emerging global power. Their influence remains evident in modern Britain's institutions and character. Politically, the Tudors centralized authority through Henry VII's financial reforms and Henry VIII's break with Rome. The establishment of the Privy Council created efficient administration, while Parliament's growing importance set foundations for constitutional government. Tudor economic policies advanced trade and exploration through navigation acts and trading companies like the East India Company. Henry VIII's permanent navy and Elizabeth's sea dogs expanded English maritime power while challenging Spanish dominance. The period sparked a cultural renaissance, producing literary giants like Shakespeare and Marlowe, distinctive architecture, and the English Bible translation, all with lasting impact. Most importantly, events like the break with Rome and conflicts with Spain fostered a strong English national identity, laying groundwork for Britain's future empire. This Tudor legacy continues to shape British institutions and national character today.